Shalom Aleichem to his friends. It says in the Torah, in Parashas Achrimos, Perek Yuches, Pasuk Chav Dalet, until Pasuk Chav Ches, Al Tetamu B'chol Eilu, don't become contaminated with all of these. Ki B'chol Eilu, Nitmu Hagoyim Asher Ani Mishalech Mipneichem, Vatitma Aretz Ve'efkor Avon Alev, Ataki Aretz Asir Shveha. Because in all of these things, the Goyim that I am sending before you have become Tamei, and the earth will become Tame, and I will remember its sin on it, and the earth will vomit up its inhabitants. Ushmartem atem es chukosai, and you should guard my chukos, es mishpatai, and my statutes and my laws. Velotasum b'kol tovus eilu, you shouldn't do any of these abominations. Ha'ezrach v'ager gar b'sochem, the citizen and the dweller who lives among you. Ki az kol ha'tovus eilu asuan she'aretz asher lefneichem atitum aretz, all these abominations were done by the people of the land that are before you, and the earth was contaminated, and the earth should not vomit you out, when you contaminated, as it vomited the nation that is before you. These are psukim and parashas achrimos, and the questions on these psukim abound. We will ask some of them, and present the unbelievable mahalach of Rabbi Yitzchak David Mann, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. It says in Pasuk Chav Dalet and Chav Hey, apparently the same thing. It says, Al Titamu B'chol Eilu, Vatitma Ha'aretz, Vataki Ha'aretz Es Yoshveha. So, first it says in Pasuk Chav Dalet Chav Hey that you shouldn't become contaminated, you'll contaminate the earth will vomit you up. And then again it says in Pasuk Chav Ches, V'lotaki Ha'aretz Eschem B'tamachem Osam Kasher Ka Goya Es HaGoya Shel Lefneichem. And the earth shouldn't vomit you up when you contaminate it like it vomited up the nation that is before you. But that it already said earlier. It already said the earth is going to vomit you up. So why does the pasuk repeat itself? Chavdal, chavhei, and then again chavches, that the earth is going to vomit you up when you contaminate the earth. Not only that, there are a number of differences between the psukim. Let's see. In the earlier psukim it says, Al titamu ki b'chol eilu nitmu hagayim, etc. Vataki eretz es yoshveha. And the earth vomited up the inhabitants. It doesn't say explicitly that if you contaminate the earth, it's going to vomit you up, even though that's what it means. But it tells you there's a precedent. And the earth and vomited up its inhabitants. But it doesn't say if you do it, you're going to be vomited up. However, in the later psukim, it says, V'lotaki aretz eschem, kasher ko'es ha'goy shel v'nechem. And the earth shouldn't vomit you up as it vomited up the nation that was before you. So here it said explicitly earlier on, it just implies very strongly that the earth is going to vomit you up. V'atoki eretz es yoshveha, it vomited up those before you. And here it says later that it's actually going to vomit you up if you misbehave. V'atoki eretz eschem, kasher kaiso galoshnechem, the earth shouldn't vomit you up, meaning it's going to vomit you up. But earlier it doesn't say that it's going to vomit you up. It just says that it vomited up the previous people. So what's the difference? Why earlier does it not mention explicitly and later it does? Another difference is that in Pasuk Chav Hey it says, Vatok Eretz Es Yoshveha. In Pasuk Chav Ches, it says, Kasher Karas HaGoya Asher Lefnechem. It doesn't say, earlier it says that the earth vomited up the inhabitants. And later on it says, in Chav Ches, and the earth vomited up the nation that was before you. And it doesn't say, Yoshveha, the dwellers in that land, as it says earlier. What's the difference? Another difference is that a pasuk chav dalet, it says al tetamu, etc. Ki b'chol eilu nitmu hagoyim asher ani mishalech mipneichem, don't become contaminated, because in all of these things the goyim became contaminated that I'm sending before you. Here the tumah relates to the goyim asher ani mishalech mipneichem. And a pasuk chav zayin, it says ki es kol tovei b'sel ansuan she'aretz asher lefneichem. So here the abomination is not relating to the goyim, the nations that are I'm sending before you, but rather here to the Anshei Ha'aretz and not to the Goyim. What's the difference? Why first to the Goyim and now to the Anshei Ha'aretz? Another difference that in Pasuk Chav Dalet it says Al Tetamu B'chol Eilu, don't be contaminated with all of these, and in Pasuk Chav Zayin it says Nat Tetamu, it says a different Lashon, it says don't do these abominations. First it's called Tumah, and then it's called an abomination. And also, in Pasuk Chav Dalet it says Al Tetamu, but in Pasuk Chav Vav it says Ushmartem Etem Eschukosai, which is not only as Hara against Tumah, it's telling you to be Shomer. What's the difference? Another difference is that in Pasuk Chav Dalet it says Al Tetamu B'chol Eilu, as I emphasized before when I read it out, Chol Eila means all of these, Mashma, all of them. even though in the Torah's Kohanim here, it says Bein Bekulim Bein Bemektasim, but in the Pasuk it says Bechol Eile. So Pshuta Shal Mikra is all of them. And Pasuk Chavav says Lo Tasu Mikol, from any of them, meaning not all of them, even some of them. So first we have to see Pasuk Gimel. It says in Pasuk Gimel, Kimas Eretz Mitzrayim Asher Yishavtem Belo Sasu, Kimas Eretz Kanan Asher Neviyaschem Shama Lo Tasu Uchukoseyem Lo Seleichu, like the Maisim of Eretz Mitzrayim that you dwelled in it, you shouldn't do, and like the Maisim of Eretz Kanan that I bring you there, you shouldn't do, and don't go in their chukos, in their statutes. Rashi, look there, brings in the name of the Torah's Kohanim on the Pasuk Kimas Eretz Mitzrayim, Magid. This teaches you Shema'aseihem Mikul Kalim, Shema'aseihem Shal Mitzrayim V'Shal Kananim Mikul Kalim Mikol Umos, that the deeds of the Egyptians and of the Canaanites are more perverse, are more Mikul Kal than any of the nations. So that's why it warns you Dafka about Eretz Mitzrayim and Eretz Canaan V'Osa Mokom Sheshugo Yisrael Mikul Kal Minakol. And that place that the Jewish people dwelled in is more makulkal, is more messed up, is more corrupt than anywhere else. So first we learn that the Maisim of the Canaanim and the Mitzrim are more makulkal than anywhere else, and wherever the Jews were, that's more makulkal. And it says, Asher Neimei V'yeschem, Rashi writes, Magid She'osan Amit She'kov She'Yisrael Makulkal Mikulam. It tells you that those nations that the Jewish people captured are the most corrupt of all. So look in the Kli Yakar who asked, do you think that this Ashara is only on those who Maisim are Makulkal, and less than this, there's no warning? Only Kimas Eretz Mitzrayim you shouldn't do, but Pachos Mizeh, they can do. You should only not do the worst guys, but if there's not the worst guys, don't do like the Kananim and the Mitzrim. But you want to do like the people in India, you want to do like the people in Las Vegas, that's Beseder Gomer, as long as you're not going with the Kananim and the Mitzrim. Lo Yechol Liyot. The Guraria was already omen on this, the Maharal, Ayin Sham. We also have to understand that the Mashmos of Rashi is that the Maisim of the Kananim are Mikul Kalim and Mikulam. And that's what it says, Uvimas Ukemas Eretz Kanan, etc. And so understood Bipshitus, the Re'aim, the Guraria, Ayin Sham. And look in the Ramban, the name of the Ibn Ezra, also comes out like that from him. It's that the Maisa Kananim are the most Mekulko. And that's what it means. Ukemasa Eretz Kanan. Ukemasa Eretz Kanan Shirtasu Melotasu. Ukemasa Eretz Kanan Shmeviasam Shamelotasu. Uvuchukoseim Lo Seilecho. So the Mashmos of Rashi is that Magit Shaosam Amit Shakovshi Som Kol Mikulam, that Kanan is the worst of all. Now, Lechora, after there's an Ashara on the Maisa Eretz Mitzrayim, that's less Makulkal, they are less corrupt. So what do we need a Tosefes Ashara on the Maisa Kanan? Asher Nemi V'yeschem. We were already warned about the less corrupt people. Certainly we should know that we shouldn't do what the more corrupt people do. So what do we need both Asharas for? Look also in the Al-Sheikh who asked Lechora, why would they learn from them? The whole reason the Torah is saying not to learn from them is we shouldn't copy their ways. Why would we? We saw that it didn't help them. Also look in the Rachaim, who's omed on the fact that the Pasuk brings from both Mitzrayim and Canaan. And if it tells that they're both bad, why do we have to bring both? He's bothered by bringing them both. So, Bekitzer, we have only about 15 questions on these Pesukim that we've mentioned thus far. So it would appear as follows, that there are two, this is the basic mahalach, and then we're going to expand on it. There are two reasons that it's shaykh that the Jewish people should sin with these sins of arayos that we're talking about in these parshias. Number one, even though they are an abomination, look in the Ramban, Pasuk of Tess, but since there is a great seduction of the Yetzer Hara, like it says in the Mishnah in Makos, and of Chav Gimel on the base, Shel Gezel V'Arayos, Nafsho Shel Adam, Machmadosan, a person very much desires Gezel and Arayos, And in the Gemara in Chagiga Yud Aleph Amid Beis, it says in this Mishnah that Arayus Bein Befanav Bein Shlo Befanav Nafish Yitzrei, there's a Groisa Yitzhara for Arayus. Nafish Yitzrei, the great Yitzhara for this. Look also on the Rambam in the 22nd parak of Hilchos Issur Rebi Alach Yitches Yotes, who writes Ein Lecha Dabar B'chol HaTorah Kula Shu Kasha L'Roiv Ha'am Lifrosh Elemen Ha'arayus V'abiyos Ha'asuros Om Rucham Rishal Shenit Stav Etz Etzer V'amucham Gezel V'arayus Nafshal Adem Mis'avelam Mecham Dasan. Very hard. The hardest thing to separate yourself from is from Bios Ha'asuros. A person has a tremendous cheshek taivo for Gezel, for Arayus, Ve'ein atam otzei kahal b'chol zman uzman shem ben prutzim b'arayas v'bias esuris. Wherever you go, in every community, you are going to find people who are corrupt in the matters of sexual chastity. And that's what we've been saying, and that's what the Gemara says in Ksubas 13b, chulun yid alef amit beiz, nida lamet amit beiz, that ein apetropis l'arayas, that if a person wants to have arayas, nothing is going to stop him not being in jail, nothing. Because the Yetzirah is so stark that it's impossible almost to stop somebody from doing it. Look also in Tosin Sanhedrin, Chafav Amid Beis, Dibra Maschel HaChashud, they said a Chiddush Gadol Adina, because of this Yisod that the person has such a stark Yetzirah for Arayas. Look also in the Meshech Chachman Pasuk Beis, look in the Rachaim in Pasuk Beis, who says Precious Man Arayas is so strong, so weighs heavily on a person, and you need to be misrachik and work on yourself to separate yourself, Ayin Sham. So, since this is so, the Yetzer is so strong, one is liable to fail in this area, even though he knows that it is a Toeva. However, there is another type of kishalom, there is another type of failing in the world of Arayas, which we see quite a bit in our day and age. And that is that there is an approach, there is a veltanshong, there is a hashkafa, that doesn't see any problem with doing these sins. It's not like the first way, that a person knows it's usur, but it's just so overwhelming for him. No, person, he says, it's not usur, it's mutter, it's a mitzvah, it's gevaldik, enjoy yourself. A person says, I have bilus over myself. I'm in charge of myself. I can do whatever I want. It's my body. It's my life. Nobody's going to tell me what to do. What you and your religious mores, your old-fashioned attitudes, your Victorian approach to life. No, no, no. Whatever I want to do, I'm going to do because it's fun. Why shouldn't I enjoy myself? As long as I'm not hurting anybody else, as long as it's consensual, everything is just okay, it's fine, it's good, it's wonderful. And that's what it says in the Seches Chulin, Sadi Beis Amid Aleph, that from the 30 mitzvahs that B'nai Noach were makabel on themselves, they only keep three. One of them is they don't write a ksuba for a male. Rashi says that even though they're chashed on Mishkav Zachar, on having a homosexual relationship, and they set aside men for their pleasure, they're not no way kalus rosh, Rashi says, ben mitzvazu, that they should write a ksuba. They don't have a judge and a court and a whole maisa with a wedding. Oh, he's marrying him. They don't do that, or at least they didn't. So that's a madrega. When people start making ksubas in weddings and making it official that two men are getting married, that is a to'eva, because what they're saying is that this is, meaning that is so terrible, because what they're saying is that it's not even a to'eva. It's not even a to'eva. It's fine what we're doing. That's their attitude. Their attitude is there's nothing wrong with it. And the mail of B'nai Noach is that at least they appreciate that it's a to'eva, and therefore they don't try to justify it by writing a ksuba. And that's what it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Samach Gimel Amid Beis. Om Yudam Arav Yodan HaYisrael Bavodah Zara Shem B'Mamish V'Lov Avodah Zara Lahatelem Arayis Before Hesi. The Jewish people knew that Avodah Zara is no basis, no substance. The only reason they were Avodah Zara is to be matur for themselves Arayis Before Hesi. So you see this union of Before Hesi, that it's not usher. They're doing it publicly, Avodah Zara, to say we don't have an all on us. We don't have a yoke. There's no isser. And once they're doing Avodah Zarah, then they can just do a rice before Hesia. Where's for Hesia? I mean, first, there's nothing wrong with it. So you have this attitude that it's okay. You make up a new philosophy, and then everything becomes mutter. So it seems that the second way is worse. Now, the first way, at least you appreciate there's something wrong with it. The second way, you're not even appreciating there's something wrong with it. The second way, you're saying, hey, 100% fine. It's good. Let's encourage it. Nevertheless, there are two sugim. These are two categories of avera. One is that it's just, I know it's wrong, but it's overwhelming. I can't control myself. And the other is that there's nothing wrong with it. What's wrong? Is she someone else's wife? What's wrong? What's wrong? We both want to have a good time. What's the problem? We're not hurting anybody. So that obviously will cause a great erosion of marriages and all of society, but that's people's attitude. They just justify it. So it would appear that there's a different type of corruption, a different type of hashchasa on Mitzrayim than what we find in Canaan. Mitzrayim had a very, very strong Yetzirah, like we see in the Ramban, Pasuk Gimel, Ayin Sham, and Chazal, that the Mitzrayim are shtufei zima. It's mashma that they have this strong Yetzirah for licentiousness. They just acted based on their Arayas Yetzer, their Yetzer for Taiva, for sexual pleasure. By Canaan, it was an Andrazach. By Canaan, they said, listen, this is what we believe to be correct. This is true. There's nothing morally wrong with it. It's a chok. This is our law. They make a law today. Ah, a man can marry a man. Nothing wrong with it. That's the Canaan attitude. That's in Mitzrayim and Canaan. We see in Parashas Kedoshim, Perkhof, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Lo Techo B'chuk HaSagai Sherein Mishalech Mipnechem Kiyas Kol Eilo Asu V'Akutzban. So the Pasuk is talking about Arayas, and it says, Chukos HaGoi, it's a chok. It's not that the Yetzirah overcame you. The law mandates it. It says five things Canaan commanded, Pesachim Kuf Gimel and Beis, commanded his sons. One of them is Avo, it says Zima, you said love licentiousness. So it's mashma, that's not b'di'evit because they have a strong Yetzirah saying, no, l'chadchila, it's good, go for it, enjoy yourself. That's what the Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Tzadi Gimel and Mitzvah Tav Chaf Hei, that Zayin Amen are the Ikar of Avodah Zarah. And look also in Yivam Eschof Gimel Amen Aleph, Rashi Dibur Maschil Ella, Tos Avodah Zarah, Chadav Chaf Amen Aleph, Dibur Maschil V'Omar at the end, and the Ramban and the Mulchamos in Yivam Zayin Ches Amen Aleph. So the idea is, based on Sanhedrin, Samach Gimel Amen Beis, that we saw before, that Avodah Zarah is to be matir arise before Hesia, which means Hefker, this is a Hefker felt. There's no Issa, there's no Toeva, everything we're doing is fine. And therefore there are Aduk B'Avodah Zarah in order to be matir arise. And that's what it says in Gittin Yud Gimel Amen Aleph, Ksuvus Yud Aleph Amen Aleph, Ta'avda Befker Nichole. It's a Mahalach of Hefker, there's nothing wrong with it. Kanan Eved Avadim Hu. And therefore it's together Hefker V'Heter Gamer Hu Etzla. He completely tries to justify his behavior. Well, the fiza would appear that it says here, and as Hara and the Maisa Eretz Kanaan, Eretz Mitzrayim, and Rashi said that it tells you that they're Maisa Mar Makulko, and in as Hara, and Eretz Kanaan, and Rashi's Mashma that it's the worst in Eretz Kanaan, we're not talking here about the Kamus and Echos, the quality and quantity of their Maisa. Because if that's true, then once you're warned about Mitzrayim, then you don't have to be warned about Canaan, which is even worse. Alachas Kama V'Kan. And also, why do we have to bring both, like we saw from the Rechaim HaKadosh? Rather, what this means is, we're talking here about the Eichus HaKilkol, the quality of the corruption, of the destruction that is wrought when they were Mevatel, the Inyan of Arayas. One category is giving into the Yetzer. That's Mitzrayim. And another is justifying it, turning it into law. That's Eretz Canaan. And therefore it's not shver what the Kli Yakar asked. What, you're only not allowed to do what Mitzrayim does and what Eretz Canaan does? What they do in Las Vegas is okay. The answer is no, of course you're not allowed to do any bad thing. But what the psukim here are talking about are two categories two typologies of people who are sinning in the world of Arayas. One is justifying it, and the other is appreciating that it's wrong and doing it anyway because of the tokef of the Yetzirah. And also we can answer with the Al Shechas, what they're not going to learn from them anyway. We see what ended up happening to Mitzrayim and Canaan. But the answer is, we're not looking at Mitzrayim and Canaan qua Mitzrayim and Canaan. We're looking at Mitzrayim and Canaan as categories. These are a sugim of kilkul. The Mitzrayim type kilkul and the Canaan type kilkul, but not the Mitzrayim and the Canaan as individuals, as a nation. These are sugim. This is the highest expression of that sug. Mitzrayim is shtufei zima, and Canaan is justifying their behavior. But it's pashut that any amount of this and any level is going to be aser wherever you are. And now we also can answer the kasha of the Alshich, who asks in the pasuk, "Ma'aseretz Canaan sher meviyaschem shama lo tasu v'chupasim lo seilechu," like the ma'asim v'eretz Canaan that I'm bringing you there, you shouldn't do and don't follow their chukos. Chukos are their ma'asim. So it already says, "Ukemase eretz Canaan lo tasu." So what are we adding with uvu chukosayim lo seilechu? So the Gemara darshins famously, and Shabbos Samach Tzayin Amud Aleph, Sanhedrin and Beis Amud Beis, Chulin Malaf Amud Beis, Teres Kohanim, Kayadua. But based on what we said, we can explain as follows, that the ma'asim are the ma'asa aveira, and there it's Meshutaf, Eretz Mitzrayim and Eretz Canaan, and the Azhara is coming from the Yetzirah and the Ma'isa. But in addition, in the Azhara and the Ma'isa Canaan, there's another problem, that it's a chok. Like we saw from the Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, that it's a chok for them, it's not even a toev in their eyes. Adarabo, that's the way you're supposed to do it. Yes, people are supposed to swap wives. Men are supposed to be with men. That's the way it's supposed to be done. They don't even appreciate that it's a toeva. How terrible it is, how disgusting it is, how horrendous it is. And therefore we add it in the pasuk. First we say, "Ukemas eretz Canaan lo tasu," and then we say, "Uvuchukosem lo seilechu." And this is teaching us about the that you made it into a chok. Not just the meisim. And Torah's Kohanim and the Pasuk of Uchukosayim, it says that the chukim are the chukim achakukim lahem uvlavosayim lavosavosayim. The laws that you made, what did they make? Haish naosei liish, haisha liisha, rachman alitzlan, man marries man, woman marries woman. A man marries a wife and a woman and her daughter, and a woman marries two men. And therefore it says, Uchukosayim lo seilechu. Brought in the Rambam, the 21st parak of Echsusuri Bi Allah Haches. So, not only wasn't it a toeva, it was their law. And that's Pshat. It was a chokukim lam ula avos avosayim. Like it says in the Gemara and Pesachim that we learned before, that Canaan said to his sons, Evo is a zima. He's telling them that this is their chok. That's like we said. The only thing is, in the Pashtus of the Torah's Kohanim and in the Rambam, it's Mashma, that Uvuchukosayim is going only on Mitzrayim. However, based on what we're saying, it's only referring to the Eretz Canaan part. Eretz Canaan is Chukos, whereas the Mashmos of the Torah's Kohanim, the Chukos are in both places. Yesh laharich b'seh. So now, I forgot to dedicate this shir. It should be a refuah for Rav Yitzchak ben Bracha, and it should be a refuah for Rav Moshe Meir ben Avram Simcha Halevi, and it should be a schus for Rav Moshe Yehuda ben Peshadina, and for Rav Aaron Yisrael ben Rav Moshe Mordechai. So now we're going to explain our parasha. That it says in Pasuk Chof Dalid, "Al titamu b'chol eile, ki b'chol eile nitmu agoyim asher ni mishalech mipneichem." Don't become tameh with all of these things, because all of these things, the goyim that I'm sending before you became tameh. That the it was talui B'chol ha-toevos, it wasn't just all the toevos, even part of them, you're musar. So why does it say b'chol eile, all of them? Because we're talking about the sukilkul of Kinan. And on this the Azhar is coming. Right? That's Kinan. That's the Azhara. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to completely uproot the Isser. So when it comes to Mitzrayim, so if a person is going to do one Arayis, what does that have to do with the other Arayis? Person wants to have biach or Rahman al-Islan with his friend's wife. So what does that have to do with the arayas of marrying a woman and her daughter? It's two different arayas. But the Tumas Kinanim, or the Goyim Asherim Shalech Mipneichem, that's Prikas all. That's Evuas Haznus. So Memela, they're going to come tell me with all of them. Because they made a chok for Heter. Isn't it that there were these disparate events, that now their Yetzirah overtook them, and now their Yetzirah overtook them. No, it's like it's a way of life. It's the law of the land. The law of the land is not to follow any of these laws. Is that it's a hefkervel? So Memela says bechol eile. Because we're talking about Kenan. So it's not pshat that if somebody does only some of them, he's not doing an aveirah. Pashat, he's not allowed to do any of them. But since we're talking about the sug of Kenan, that's a sug of prikas olagamri. Once it's prikas olagamri, it's kol eile. That's why it says all of them, because it's the type of araya, it's the type of attitude that's going to make them be over on everything. And on this it says in pasuk chafei v'tifka v'titma aretz v'efkar avonei aleh v'taki aretz v'siyashvel, the earth is going to be contaminated and I'm going to remember its sin on it, and the earth is going to vomit its inhabitants. So it says both two things. It says vatitma ha'aretz, the earth is going to be contaminated, and then the efkod avona aleha, and I'm going to remember its sin on it. So the charet sarichion, because vaday the mashmos of lashon of taki is because Eretz Yisrael, like Rashi says pasuk chofches, that Eretz Yisrael doesn't hold on to over avera, like the Ramban famously is marich on pasuk chofhei. So what does it mean when it says in pasuk chofhei vatitma ha'aretz ve Efkod avona aleha? It's mashma that there's a reason here of the earth sinning, that's mechayiv that they're going to be no longer inhabitants in this land, and that's not the Indian of vitaki. Taki, this vomiting, is the way the earth relates to something in it that it can't take it, so it vomits it out. But how does that shtim with the efkod avona aleha? That I'm going to remember the sin of the earth. That implies the earth did something wrong. If the earth is vomiting it up, that means the people are misbehaving and the earth can't take it, so the earth vomits it up. But if it says the sin of the earth, that implies the earth did something wrong. It's not that the earth is ejecting those who are sinning. It's that the earth itself did something wrong. The Al-Sheikh is already omit on this. And b'chlau, we have to understand, v'us maintis. If they sinned, what did the earth sin? Kliyakar and Al-Sheikh are tamea. So based on what we said, it would appear that the sin is a siba l'inyan, is the reason for this matter that they're going to be vomited up, like Rashi says in Pasuk Chavchas, a mashal of a ben melech, that they gave him something very disgusting to eat, he couldn't hold it in and he vomited it up. So to Eretz Yisrael is not mekayim over avera. This is from the Torah's Kohanim at the end of Parashat Kedoshim. So when Eretz Yisrael is something mos, this maisechet and this pu'ula and the chote, that is a reason for him to be ejected and vomited out of the land. And Rashi is told of this in a ben melech, because he is so adin, because he is so gentle, he vomits up what other people don't. So to Eretz Yisrael, since it has a special maila, it reacts in such an extreme way that when disgusting things happen, it vomits it up, like Ramban is marich, that this is dafka in Eretz Yisrael because of its maila and not in Chutz La'aretz, and it has nothing to do with what we said that by the Kenanim there is no longer an inyan of arayis, they were completely mevatel the isur of arayis. That has nothing to do with the maisa that's poel the meisus. Rather, this is a mitzias and a matzav of prisus. This is a lonus, a level of corruption, of moral degeneration on the Kenanim themselves. It's, in Talmudic terminology, it's prisus v'ashvuye, begavra ha-Kenanim. It's making this low level of a lapse of morality in the Kenanim. That's what we mean when they are mevatel the inyan of arayis. There's two things. There's the maisa hapoel meisus. There's the behavior that makes the earth want to vomit them up. And then there's another element. That look at them. They're mevatel the inyan of arayis. How disgusting is that? Looking at the people, the Kenanim themselves. That has nothing to do with the mashal of the Ben Melech. The mashal of the Ben Melech is referring to the earth, that the earth, Pashit, can't take it, can't take their me'isus, their disgusting, revolting, and repulsive behavior. That's out the earth. And then there's the mitzius that's chal on the Kenanim, there's the chalos shame that's chal on the Kenanim, that look at how low they are. They're mevatel arayis. So when it says the earth is going to vomit it up, that's because of their deeds. But mitzat sheni, the very fact that the earth is a host and the place of the Kenanim, who are so metuv be'etzem and muhusam, with their very essence, they are so abominable. They're mufka mitoevos ha'arayis. They are completely precluded from the abomination of arayis. They say it's beseder gomor, no harm done, nothing wrong. So since it's called Eretz Kenan, the name of the land is Eretz Kenan, that makes a chalos shein ba'aretz, that this is the place of B'nai Kenan. So now the earth becomes a contaminated place. Makom, the Maral says, Noshen Makayim, that's what's giving them their existence. So the existence of the Kenanim is connected to the land. And since the Kenanim are so mos, they're so disgusting, despicable, revolting, and horrendous, so that makes a chalos shame, this new name on the land, that there's something wrong with the land that's giving them their existence. So we can say that the Efkod Avona Aleha, I'm going to remember the sin. So mitzat echod, the gerish of the Kenanim is taluin vatitma aretz. They're contaminated the earth, and therefore vatoki aretz is yoshve, because of their deeds. But, and that's the end of the mashal of the Ben Melech. But there's also a tzeiruf of efkod avona aleha. I'm also going to remember the sin of the earth. So you have the sins that are the tuma, and then those who do the sin, the efkod avona. The tuma is the sin, and then the efkod avona relates to the people. People gave the earth this bad name. And therefore it's both. And ultimately, vatoki aretz es yoshveh. They're going to be vomited out. There's something wrong with the earth, can't take it, and the earth itself became tummy. And therefore the pasuk says, Al tatamu b'chol eile. Don't become tummy with all of these. That's their attitude, is completely to be mafkia themselves from any all. So it emerges then according to this that in the pasuk it says that the Kenanim are going to be vomited out of Eretz Yisrael for two reasons. Number one, tumas aretz al yedei averos. And number two, avon haaretz, you have the contamination of the earth through the sin, and then the sin of the earth. And then there's this ve'efkod avona aleha. And that's what it seems to say in the Torah's Kohanim on the pasuk, ve'efkod avona aleha. Kevshani posech hapinkis, hapinkas, miyad ani gaveh hakol. Once I open up the ledger, the sheet, the marking sheet. Then I'm going to collect everything. So what does that have to do when I open up the ledger? Then I'm going to collect everything. What does that have to do with the Efkor Avona Aleha? And also, what's this inyan? When I open up the ledger, so it's in order to collect, it's in order to punish. So what's this whole inyan where it starts off that I'm only going to punish you on part of them and then all of them? What are we starting with the punishment of? And then when God said, once I'm starting, then I'm going to finish it off. Based on what we said, it's beautiful. The Iker Gvi and Psichas HaPinkis, the fact that God is collecting, is extracting punishment and opening up this Pinkas, that's on the sin that brings to HaKas Aretz Es Yoshver. They sinned and now the earth is going to vomit them up. But once the Pinkas, once this ledger was opened up with respect to the Chataim of the Canaanim and the Onish of HaKasim and HaAretz, so now there's also going to be a Gviya, a collection, a punishment on what is Mischaiv Mitzad HaAretz, the Efkor Avona Aleha. So those are the two stages. The partial punishment is on the sins that the earth had to vomit them out, and then once you see that, then there's also this inyan of Efkor Avona Aleha. So I'm also going to remember the sin of the earth. So that alone, the fact that they caused the earth to be sinful, they gave the earth this bad name, that would not have been enough to get them sent out of Eretz Yisrael. But once God already opened up the pinkus for the sins that they did to contaminate the earth, now they're also getting it for the other aspect, for the fact that they gave the earth this bad name, the sin of the earth. Now we understand the Torah's Kohanim. So based on this, it would appear that we say in Pasuk Chavav, "Ushmartem temes chukos haves mishpat devil tasim mikol tevos haele." Ha'izvach ve'ger gor b'sochichem. You should guard all the chukos and mishpatim. You shouldn't do any of the abominations, etc. So now we have an azhara nosefes. We have an additional azhara. That we shouldn't be over on arayas. We should guard these chukim and mishpatim. Now, like the Azhara in Pasuk Chav Dalet and Chav Hei, which is an Azhara not to do it like the Canaanim did. Rather, this is an Azhara not to be over on it in the Mahalach of the Mitzrim. Because in such a situation where we're dealing with the Mahalach of the Mitzrim, the Arayas are a Toeva. And that's why the pasuk says, "Ushmartem temes chukos ha'shvatav lotasu mikol ha'toevos." It is an abomination, because the Mitzrim would admit it's an abomination. They do it anyway, but they admit it's an abomination. That's not like in pasuk of Dalit, because in pasuk of Dalit earlier we're talking about even when it's not a toeva, the way of the Canaanim. But it is tameh. And therefore, in Pasuk Chav Dalet, it says that it's tame. Al tame v'chol elu kol enet magoyim asheni mishalech mepneichem v'tip tatit ma'aret v'efkor avnei aleh. That's all Canaan. That's Chav Dalet, Chav Hei. And now it turns to Mitzrayim. U'shmartem etem v'schukos hev v'smishpotu v'lotasu mekol tevas ha'ele ezvech ha'ger gor v'seichem. Ki es kol tevas ha'ele esvan she'aret v'shel efneichem v'tit ma'aret. So here we're talking about being an abomination. For Mitzrayim, it's talking abomination. So they need an extra shmirah, because it's this tremendous pitui. Look in the Rambam at the end of the Surei Biyah that you need a special shmirah not to be nichshol. And that's why it says asachukim v'samishpatim, it's an asharak fulim mechupelas, not to be over because of pitui ayetzer. Guard all the laws, otherwise you're more likely to fall. And that's what it means u'shmartem atem. That's what it means with Shmartem Atem. So what's this extra Atem? The Al Shechazom made on this, the Torah's Kohana made a Jerusha. But based on what we said, Atem means you as you. Not only are we demanding of you not to do the kilkel of Anshei Kenan, for whom Arayas wasn't even a toeva, but since you're you, you shouldn't even be like the Mitzrim, that even though it was a toeva, nevertheless they didn't keep the tzivui in the Azhara, and they did these maisim, and you're required not to. And that's why here it says mikol, partial, and not eskol. Why? Because here we're talking about people who are nichshal and shmira and guarding it and not guarding the chukos and mishpatim, even though they understand that they're a toeva. So a person who fails, who falls, who stumbles, so it's not such a chash, he's going to stumble in all of them. He might only stumble in part of them because he doesn't have an attitude, he doesn't have a philosophy that it's okay, that it's proper, that it's morally upright. And therefore it says, even part of them you shouldn't fail in, because we're talking about the sug of Mitzrayim. And that's what it says in Pasuk of Zayin, Ki Yaskol Toeva Seel, Anso Anshei Arts Shel Fnecham Etit Maaretz. Here it says, Anshei Arets, Asher Lefnechem. And earlier on we said, which it doesn't say here, Asher Ani Meshaleach. Like it says in Pasuk of Dalet. Here it just says, Asu Anshe Aretz Asher Lefnechem. It doesn't say Asher Ani Meshaleach. Because they were not sent away because of the toeva. When they did these maisim that were defined as being tameh, rather they were sent away, these kananim, because it wasn't a toeva in their eyes at all. And here we're talking about an instance where it is a toeva. And memela, it doesn't say ve'efkor avona aleha. It only says that about the Kenanim. But here we're talking about the Mitzrayim. The Kenanim, I'm going to remember the sin of the land, that since they're in such a low state, even the land gets this name of being tamei, of sin, being sinful. Here it just says, since it's a toeva, there was a vatit ma'aretz. Ki has kol ha'teva se'el asu anshei aretz v'shelefneichem vatit ma'aretz. Now the earth becomes tame. There's this vatit ma'aretz. Here it is a toeva, and they understand it's a toeva. It's not the Canaan where it's Efkor Avon Aleha, but there's certainly a Vatit Ma'aretz, there's certainly with their deeds contaminating the land, even though they understand that it's a Toeva. And then it says in Pasuk Chavches, Vayter V'lo Toki Aretz Yisrael B'tamachem Osam Kasher Kosa Goy Asher Lefneichem. And the earth shouldn't vomit you up like it vomited the nation that was before you. So here was Mischadesh, that Lamaisa there were two Inyanim and two reasons by the Goyim Asher Lefneichem, and therefore they were sent away. But it's not because it's not enough with one of them that there should be Hakaras Haaretz. Rather, that even though the Maisa, there were two Inyanim, and for both reasons they were sent away, but even if you just have the Etzem HaMaisim that are Metame the Haaretz, they will also be sent away. And therefore, if the Jewish people just do one of the Inyanim, just B'tama Achem, even if they don't go so far as the Kananim, and say that everything is Mutter, and they just contaminate the earth, that's going to be enough. And that's what it says in the pasuk: "Lo toki ha'aretz eschem, kasher ka es hagoy, asher lifnechem." The earth shouldn't spit you out, as it spat out the nation that was before you. Because even though this is not the same tetamu that the goyim that were before you did, because the nation that was before you, like we saw in Chav Dalid, they made it into a law. But Lemaisa is going to be Taki Aretz Kaasher, just like they were thrown out. In other words, you don't have to do both, but if even you do one, you're going to be thrown out just like they were thrown out. Gets called Tevos El and so on. They did all these Tevos. In other words, they didn't appreciate that they were the people of Canaan, didn't appreciate that they were Tevos. But even if you do it in the Mahalach of Mitzrayim, and you know that they're Tevos, you're still going to be sent out just because Vatit Maaretz, because you did these sins that contaminated the land. And we understand very well why it says explicitly here that, as we mentioned at the outset of the shir, that you're going to be sent away, and earlier on in Chav Dalet it only applies that you're going to, that the earth is going to vomit you. And here it says explicitly that the earth is going to vomit you. Because here was Mischadei Shahaka in such a way that was not found by the Goy Asher Lefnechem when the Goyim were there before you. And therefore we have to say it explicitly. Mashenkin Apostle Chav Dalet, they were talking about a Metzias, that you're doing exactly what they were doing. There you don't have to say it explicitly. We understand that if you do it, you're going to get the same punishment. But here, where you're not exactly in the same matzav, here we have to be more explicit and say that even though you're not doing exactly what they did, because you still understand it's a toeva, you're just being the time of the arts, that's enough to get you kicked out. And we also understand the difference between Pasuk Chofei, Bataki Arts is Yoshveha, and Pasuk Chofches, Kasher Kaas, Hagoya Shelefnechem. What's the difference between Bataki Aretz is Yoshveha and Kasher Kaas Agoya Shelefnechem? Why the different lashon? The earth is going to vomit its inhabitants, and later on, as the earth vomited up the nation that was before you. So based on what we said in Pasuk Chav Hei, we're talking also about the Sibas Ha'aka, that was because the Aretz vomited them up. They vomited up Yoshveha. But in Pasuk Chav Ches, we're talking about a different Metzias, where we don't have the same Siba. Because in Pasuk Chav Hei, we're talking about where there is also Hafka Varayas, like in Eretz Canaan was. You're going in both Mahalchim, that both doing being Mitami the Aretz and also saying that it's okay. But now in Pasuk Chav Ches, you're just being Mitami the Aretz. And therefore, there's going to be the same lemaisa of haka, just like it was with them. And therefore, it's not talui in hakas yoshveha. In pasuk chav hei, it says vataki aretz yoshveha. But here, you're not going to be like yoshveha. Here we just have to learn from what happened to them. What happened to them is also going to happen to you. Bagoya shelef nechem. That the nation that was before you, they were thrown out. You're also going to be thrown out. So it's saying that what happened to them, kasher kas agoya shelef nechem, just like what happened to them, is also going to happen to you. But earlier on it says Vatoki Aretz is Yoshveh. The earth vomited up its inhabitants. But that we don't say over here in the later pasuk, because the earth vomited its inhabitants because they had both averis, relating to the earth vomiting them up. Here we're saying a little bit differently. Here we're saying just like it vomited them up. In other words, you're going to have the same result even though you're not doing the same deeds. In pasuk Chafei we're talking about where you're doing their deeds. Vatoki Aretz is Yoshveh. And Mimela, when you're like them, then the earth is also going to vomit you out. When you're like their Yoshveha. But here we're not talking about their deeds per se, because your deeds are not the same as their deeds. Here we're emphasizing kasher kasa goyish elefneichem, that if you're over even on one, you just do these bad deeds, then you're going to be vomited up like the goy that was, like the nation that was before you. But it doesn't tell you the history that it vomited them up. And then I can understand, if it vomited them up, then it's automatically going to vomit you up. It vomited them up because they were over on, and they were both Matami the Arts and made laws about it being okay to be Matami the Arts, and you didn't. So therefore the Pasuk says, Kasher Kosa Gel Shelf Nechem. Yeah, but they were vomited up. Lamaisa, here the emphasis is on the Lamaisa. They were vomited up. So it's the Kasher is like Kishem. Just like they were vomited up, you're going to be vomited up. Whereas the Pasuk of Hey, he says, Vatoki Arts is Yeshveh. But that's not, that's the earth vomited up those who, but there's no kishem. It just says the earth vomited them up because they were over on both. But if you're not over on both, then maybe you're not going to be vomited up. It says no, even if you're over on one, just like they were, kasher ka, you are going to be also. And that's also the difference that we mentioned before. Pasuk chav dalet, it's hagoyim asher ani mishaleach mipneichem, and pasuk chav zayin, it's yoshvei haaretz. And now, like it says earlier, Asher ani mishalech mipneichem, that I'm sending away. Because in Pasuk of Dalid, we're talking about what was miyuchad, about Canaan that they got from their avos. So we say, as hagoy, Asher ani mishalech, the nation that I sent away. What do you mean the nation that I sent away? What's unique about this nation? That they were over on both in Yanim. But in Pasuk of Zion, we're talking about the sin, but not what's special about Eretz Canaan, just the very sin. Eretz Canaan, they were mafkia, they were rayus, they have it from their avos avosam. But in Pasuk of Zion, when we're talking about the sin itself, it's not going to be talu in the nation, but rather in the maisa. Therefore, it doesn't say the goy. The goy is implying that there's something special about this nation. And then when it says anshe aretz, it's not anything about special about any specific nation. It's just it happens to be the people of that land who were thrown out for the sins. So the emphasis is that there was tumah in Eretz Yisrael that came, that brought about their being expelled. Therefore it says Yoshvei Haaretz, for it says in Pasuk Chav Zayin Anshei Haaretz. Here it says Anshei Haaretz. Why? Because Anshei Haaretz, they did Averis, they were Metame, and if you're Metame, you're also going to be thrown out. That's Anshei Haaretz. But earlier on in Pasuk Chav Dalet, it says the Goy. So there the emphasis is on a specific nation, not just people who live there, but on a specific nation. This topology of Canaan, who is mafkia, any isser, they say there's no isser at all. So, therefore earlier it says, Hagoy, like the nation that I'm sending away, that specific nation. And when you think Canaan, you think that they're over on both the Tumah, and that it's not even a Toeva. And then later it says, just the people of the land that I'm sending before you. I mean, look, the people of the land got sent away, you're also going to be sent away. They were Metame, you're Metame. But not anything special, not this the special Hagdara of Canaan, of being over on both aspects of both Tumah and saying that it's not an abomination. So this obviously was extremely breathtaking and requires a review in order to memorize all of these shinuyim, as it's not a big mitzvah to forget one's learning. Kedai always to chazer. So osios machkimos, it's good to look in the psukim. And emir tashem, I hope in the next shir there is still a lot more to go with this. A lot of kashas can be asked and answered, and we should all be zoch emir tashem to always see the depth and beauty of Torah. A little more to the lamed, lishma the last of the kaimus called the Rishama to Rosh Behava, Amen, v'amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest.